Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
We have been experienced tremendous suffering.
我们最近大家真的是经历了不少的苦难，在中国。
And as the Chinese, we feel the pain more deeply.
我们作为中国人，我们内心也感受到这样一种苦难。
Even in this matter of human suffering and misery.
即使在这样的这一个苦难里面，人的苦难里面
，life is trouble。
那生命看起来有很多的艰难的遭遇。
But God still good。
那他是神，还是爱，还是好的
？Because God loves China。
因为深爱中国。
He has a plan。
他对中国是有一个计划。
Which is a good plan。
计划是一个好的计划。
The Chinese being going the wrong direction.
那中国曾经走了错误的道路。
Continue to walk the wrong path.
那甚至继续不断地在错误的道路上走。
From God's perspective, this focus on only material wealth.
从神的角度来讲，就是中国现在集中在获取物质利益方面。
The superficial thing.
那些表面的东西。
The thing is not eternal, it's temporary.
那些暂时的、不能存到永远的东西。
The plan God has for China is that to bring them back to focus on the right path.
那神对中国的计划就是要把他们带回到他原来的心意和计划里面。
It's no different from the plan when the Twin Tower collapsed.
那这个计划呢，就现在美国的双子塔当时倾倒。
3,000 people perished that day.
那个双子塔倾倒的时候呢，3,000人死在里面。
The next day and the next couple months, the church is full of people.
那过后呢，几个星期、几个月呢，教会里面充满了人。
Praying.
他们开始祷告。
Loving each other,
开始更多的彼此相爱。
Help each other,
开始彼此的帮助。
Instead of focus on the stock market or of the making money, they focus on human relationship once again.
不再是紧紧的把眼睛盯着他们的股票市场的涨落，而是呢开始继续的注重他们的关系和人间的爱。
When Jeremiah in the Old Testament, he is preaching to the Jewish people, you must repent because you focus on the material thing.
当耶利米先知在旧约里面向以色列人发愿说：“你们必须要悔改，你们把眼睛盯在物质的世界上。”
Jeremiah spent 23 years to tell them, "You must repent."
那耶利米呢，在23年的时间，就在向他们发愿：“你们要悔改。”
Come back to worship God instead of worship on money.
就说你们。必须要来回转，要敬拜神，不要敬拜马门。
Then the invasion came from the Babylonian.
那后来巴比伦的大军就来侵略以色列。
The country was destroyed, and Jewish people was exiled.
这个国家就灭亡，国破人亡。最后呢，以色列的人民被掳到其他的地方去。
But Jeremiah said.
但是耶利米说。
In the Jeremiah 23,
在这个耶利米书
29章
特别讲到。
We read that many times.
我们读过很多遍。
It says, "I know the plan I have for you."
他说：“我知道我向你们所存的意念。
The plan to prosper you
是平安的意念
，not to harm you
不是降灾祸的意念。”
The plan to give you hope and a future.
要叫你们幕后有指望。
Then you will find me and seek me and call on me.
你们要呼求我，祷告我。
If you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you.
你们如果专心的寻求我，我就必寻见。
So the purpose of any suffering, God has a purpose.
这任何一种苦难，神都有他的旨意在。
There's no accident.
世界上没有什么东西是偶然的。
It's all intended by God.
这都是有神的意念在里面。
Even a small bird falling from the sky without God's permission, it won't happen.
圣经上讲，天上的一个麻雀要掉在地上，我没有天父的允许，这都是不会发生的。
So God's plan is to love China and have a good plan for China, to bring the Chinese people back together in relationship and loving and a love, balanced life.
神的意念就是要让中国人重新的回转，他们再次的要有彼此之间真正的关系，也有一个平衡的生活。
God is being demonstrated in history.
神在历史上不断的来展示。
Demonstrated in 911.
在这个911事件里面也展示。
He'll continue demonstrating to bring the people back to God.
他也不断的再次要展示，要把荣耀带向神。
That's a message for the leadership of China.
这也是给中国政府的领导人的一个
leadership for business people.
也是给这个生意场上的领袖的信息。
Leadership, a message for the father who is absent at home for many many months probably.
也是对那些不在家的那些父亲的一个信息。
Now they have to be together, sitting there for a month.
那现在呢？有这样的状况，这些父亲必须要回到家里面待在家里。
Not by choice.
那虽然是没有别的选择。
You have to come together to talk.
你必须得回到家里，家人在一起，必须要来讲话。
Actually, that's very long time that they can spend time together now.
那事实上，这是一个非常宝贵的时间，可以来家人在一起。
So in any suffering, God has a good plan.
所以在任何的苦难里面，神都有一个好的计划在里面。
That's a hope and blessing for China.
那里就有盼望和这个祝福会给中国。
That's why in the Bible, in Romans chapter 18 and Romans chapter 28, it says, God calls everything to work together for the good.
那圣经罗马书第八章二十八节特别的讲到，就是说，神让万事相互效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
God specializes bring good from evil。
那神呢，他把好和不好是分开的。
Blessing from suffering。
那他把祝福和祸患也是分开的。
And also that's a lesson for people, for us here in Canada too.
那对我们在加拿大的人，这也是一个功课。
We know life is temporary.
我们知道在地上的生活是短暂的。
That's why we have a lot of dissatisfaction.
所以我们呢就会有很多不满足、不满意在里面。
Disappointment.
很多的失望。
We have the disaster.
我们很多的这种灾祸。
And misfortune,
很多的不如意的事情
，sickness,
很多的疾病
，because that's supposed to be.
那事实上呢，这些就是生活里面，必须要有的一部分。
We are not completely happy.
啊，我们今天是在这里不是完全的。
Here on earth,
在地上是不完全的。
But God said, "You're supposed to be not happy on earth."
但是呢。圣经里面神说，就说你在地上是没有办法真正的就是一直是 happy。
Why? Because this is not your home.
因为这里不是你的家。
Not only that.
不仅仅如此。
God actually allows significant dissatisfaction.
那神呢，事实上允许这些灾祸发生。
To especially God's children.
特别也是。在他的儿女中间，儿女中间
，to send us message, do not attach to this world.
给一个信息呢，就是说你不要把自己跟这个暂时的世界呢紧紧的连在一起。
Life is transient.
因为这个生命在地上是短暂的。
Your home is eternal in heaven.
你的家乡，永久的家乡在天上。
Because this is not your home, and also because this is not the end of the story.
那你必须要知道，这里不是你的家，这里也不是一个故事的结尾。
When we see a movie, we just can look at the beginning and say that's the conclusion.
那如果我们看一个电视剧的话，就是看了第一集的话，就下一个结论。
Earth is only the beginning of the eternal mind.
那我们不能下这样的结论，就是说地上的生命呢是永恒生命的一个开始。
That's why sometimes our prayer is not answered.
所以为什么你会发现你的祷告好像没有被答应
？Our job is not fulfilled.
那我们的工作好像没有得到一个完美的结果。
A lot of things look like you have no answer. It's not fair.
好多的事情好像不公平。
But remember, this is not the end of the story.
你要知道，记住，这不是事情的结局。
God has an eternal present for us in heaven.
那神在永恒的存留了永恒的祝福给我们。
So when we look at our suffering,
当我们看我们的苦难的时候
，you cannot look at only one side.
也不要看这个一面
，ignore the other side.
不要忽略另一面。
That is the hope of glory in heaven.
那就是在天上荣耀的盼望。
So let's read one Bible.Second Corinthians chapter 4.
这个哥林多后书第四章
16.
第四章十六节
We can read together.
所以我们不要上当，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天轻视一天。我们这自长之情的苦处，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
我们原知道我们在这地上帐篷若撤毁了，必得神所造，不是人手所造，在天上永久的房屋。
Now, the message, there's many, many messages about suffering. This is one of them. But this is most significant, it's talking about.
圣经里面有很多关于苦难的教导，但是这是其中的一个，这里特别讲到
Suffering is always temporary.
这里讲到呢，这个苦处是至长至轻的
Because God will stop it.
因为神会让它终止
God has a purpose for suffering.
因为神在这个苦难里面有个旨意
And also God is love too.
那神有他的爱在里面
Throughout the history, there's always a time.
在历史上总有一个实践。
This coronavirus, this epidemic is not the first time.
那这一个新冠病毒呢，这也不是第一次。
When I was in France, the most famous hotel in Europe is the Ritz Hotel.
我曾经在做生意的时候，在欧洲有一个旅馆很有名，叫做Ritz。
The Ritz Hotel, Paris, Ritz Paris, J.I. Paris, see, is because something happened. That's why they come out, become a much better hotel.
因为曾经有些事情发生在那个旅馆，但后来呢，它就成为一个更好的旅馆。
Around 110 years ago,
大概110年前
they built a hotel.
他们就建了这个旅馆。
But before they build, that's something happened.
在他们这个建之前呢，有事情发生。
That is a coronavirus there.
其实那个时候就有一个冠状病毒出现。
And it can kill people. Every patient, two patients will kill 150% casualty.
那当时呢，所有染上的人呢，50%是死亡的。
The whole economy and the hotel industry is collapsed.
所以那个时候呢，那个旅馆当然生意彻底完蛋，就很长一段时间。
And the owner of the hotel, the designer, they said, "We're going to do something."
那这个老板呢，就说我们要做点事情。
We have to raise our standard of hygiene.
我们要把我们这个卫生的标准要提高。
The reason why in the old day, the hotel, even you have a really big hotel, is only each floor you have only two washrooms.
你知道在过去的话呢，有大饭店在一层上面只有两个洗手间。
And people just come together, you know, to use the same toilet or the bath.
那所以人呢就是在一起呢用那个洗澡间。
They revolutionized the whole hotel industry. You see, put every toilet and bath and sink in each unit.
所以那个时候开始呢，人就在每一个套间里面都装上了厕所、洗浴间。
And raise the standard of hygienical, for hygienical purpose.
所以就把这个卫生的这个标准呢就提高了。
Now every hotel is washable.All the component inside of the hotel.
所以呢，就说在这个旅馆里的任何一个地方呢，都是可以来擦洗。
They change the furniture. They change all these things.
就是把家具什么都换过，就是都可以来擦洗。
I believe, even this is about economy. God has a plan. Even in the Chinese hotel, I've been in Chinese hotel many times. That will be a change too.
我相信借着这样的事情，中国的经济，中国的这个旅游业、旅馆业都要发生变化。
Because of this, the industry going to bring it up to the international standard.
那这样一个企业呢，它要进入的国际上的一个标准要接轨。
It's good for long term. It's good for Chinese economy.
所以长远的来讲呢，它会对中国的经济会有好处。
Spiritually, it's good for China because people start talking about praying together, have each other love. And my sister, even from France, sent some of the cover, the face cover mask to China too.
那属灵的角度呢，人也是有好处，就是大家聚在一起开始祷告，包括我的姐姐在这个法国也是把口罩寄到中国去。
Even the French, Chinese Christian is offering them.
在这个法国的这个中国的华人基督徒也是开始来伸出援手。
Now the whole country is turning back to the right direction.
所以整个的国家呢开始往好的方向在发展。
In a sense, God is helping and blessing Chinese long term.
所以神在长远的要来祝福中国。
But for us as a Christian,
对我们基督徒来讲呢？
Here,
在这里
in this church,
在这个教会
for you,
对你
that's a message.
有一个信息
We know life is temporary.
我们知道生命在这里是短暂的
You don't have control over the time of death.
你并不能掌管这个时间
This epidemic will tell us we don't have control.Our time is running out.
这个瘟疫告诉我们，我们不能掌控一切，这个时间不在我们的手上，时间也过去了。
We must do God's work.
我们必须要来做神的工。
Not focus on the wrong thing.
不要把眼睛盯在错误的东西上。
For the sufferer in China.
那对那些正在苦难里面中国的人呢
？That's a message for them too.
也有一个信息。
They must repent and turn away.And think about the true meaning of life.
他们需要来悔改，需要来这个认真的思考生命的意义，要真的回到这个生命的正义来。
As we mentioned earlier, some people actually can bring some of the Christian, some of the non-Christian become a believer.
事实上，很多人就是带领人开始信主。
Because of this suffering.
因着这样的这个瘟疫。
So.In this message,
所以在这里面的
Corinthians chapter 4，
在这个格林多后书第四章的信息里面
17，
那十七章特别的讲道理。
It says, "For our light and momentary trouble,"
这至暂至轻的苦处
，all this suffering in China，
就中国这所有的这些苦处
，are achieving the Chinese nation。
就是要让中国这一个国家
and Christians or everybody
所有的基督徒所有的人
eternal glory far outweighs them
要成就什么击中无比永远的荣耀
As a matter of fact, the Bible said, God never waste a drop.
事实上，圣经上说呢，上帝从来不会浪费任何一次的。
Every time you go through is recorded in heaven.
每一个你所经历的苦难，在天上都有记载。
If you willing to accept it, trust God, and still rejoice in the Lord.
如果你愿意接受，继续不断的信靠他，并且呢，愿意。以他为乐
Have faith in him.
就是说要对他有信心
Wait in patience.
那在这个忍耐里面等候
You will be rewarded in heaven.
你会在天上得到赏赐
For sure.
而且这是
But sometimes on earth too.
那有时候在地上也会得到赏赐
So every pain, every suffering, you deal with it. You trust God.You praise God. You still believe God has a purpose for you. And that is the exact purpose. God wants you to trust Him. That will be good things for you.
那任何的疾病患难只要我们来必须不断的来信靠神抓住神的时候呢神要成就他美好的计划。
We don't have time to read the Bible. That's in Hebrew and also in Corinthians chapter 15. Talk about all our effort, all our labor.All our suffering will not be wasted.
在这个希伯来书还有这个哥林多书里面都讲到就是我们所有的苦难都不会是白受的。
So suffering has a purpose.
因任何的苦难都是有目的。
Here even more, you talk about the suffering we experience now.
这里特别讲到我们经历的苦难
are producing.
讲到呢会成就什么
It's like a manufacturing like a factory.
那好像在一个工厂里面在做事情。
Will accomplish something, will work out something, will create a product.
就会建造出造出一些东西来造出一个产品来。
Which is eternal glory.
这产品是什么呢是永远的荣耀。
God will reward you when you continue to believe in Him.Even in your lifetime, your request is not answered.
那神必然会来赏赐你。如果在你的有生之年，你在任何的这种有时候祷告不往垂听的时候，你还继续的来抓住它。
Remember, life is transient, temporary.
你要清楚的知道，你的生命是短暂的。
That's not an end of the story.
那这也不是生命的结局。
God will answer you in eternity.
在这个永恒里面神要回
应
或报答
will be perfect and satisfactory
在那个地方就完全的
and also when you have faith in him you will be rewarded
如果你有信心在他的里面你必然会得到赏赐
that's two books in heaven
在天上有两本书
when you see God when Jesus comes he will judgeOkay, whether we have done good or not.
当耶稣再来的时候呢，他会来审判。
One book is you are in the book of life.
那有一本书呢，就是叫做生命册。
Then you already believe Christ.
那当你已经信了耶稣的时候呢，这个你的名字记在新生命册上。
You will have the eternal life and live with God.
那你会有永恒的生命。
Another book is the book of your conduct.
那另外一个。一本书呢，记载的你过去所做的一切
，including your love, your faith, your hope, your trust in God, your relationship with God and people。
那里面记载你的信望爱，你和别人怎么样来相的关系。
God will reward you accordingly。
神会按照你所做的来赏赐你。
So God does not waste anything。
神不会来浪费任何的东西。
Your suffering is not wasted。
你的苦难也不会。
The Chinese nation suffering is not wasted.
是中国现在大地上的这一
苦
难不会白费。
For the believer here, your suffering in your family, you have a hard time with your children, you continue to trust God, and you have a hard time with your boys, you continue to love your enemy. You continue to support, even the money is not enough, you still content with what God gave you. This temporary thing is a test.
在地上，如果你的家庭的孩子现在不乖，你觉得你在受苦，或者说你和你的老板的关系不好，或者其他的问题，你觉得在受苦，但是这神都会来纪念。
Maybe there's no answer.
那或者现在没有得到任何的答案。
In this life,
在这个生活里面。
But God will fulfill, will give you an answer, and reward you accordingly.
但是神会给你一个答案，而且按照他你该得的会赏赐。
In heaven,
赏罚你在这个天堂里。
So in this hope, we are saved.
所以在这样一个盼望里面，我们是有平安的。
Christ is in you, the hope of glory.
那因为基督在我里面成为荣耀的盼望。
When we leave earth, we are not leaving home, we go home.
那当我们离开这个世界的时候，我们不是在离开这个世界，而是我们在进入我们的家。
It's not the end of story, it's the end of the beginning of the story.
那我们不是好像一切都结束，而是说这个第一章要进入第二章了。
We still have an eternal life to live.
因为我们有一个永恒的生命要去活。
And you can put perspective of suffering on earth is just so brief.
所以呢，我们可以把这样的苦难放在大环境里面。
That's why you know the achievement on earth is so insignificant.
所以你在地上的成就呢，在地上。
Because God's criteria is not your material wealth, your achievement on earth.
那因为神判断的标准不是你在地上成就的任何的事情。
God's reward is for people who continue to love Him regardless of the situation, continue to put faith in Him, and also have hope in Him regardless of the situation. Even there's no solution, but God will reward you.Because you went through the whole test.
神将赏赐那些无论什么事情发生，他仍然信靠神的人。
So the key for us to do is be obedient and continue to live our Christian life with love, with God's love.
所以呢，要是对我们来说呢，那个关键就是我们不断的、继续的来信靠神，在地上过我们的。
Even love your enemy.
甚至要来爱我们的仇敌
Even die for your enemy.
甚至像耶稣一样就是为你的罪人而死仇人而死
Well, if you die, you have nothing to show for, right?
那你就是好像没有什么东西可给
But actually, that's no different from someone who is rich, he died, he has nothing to show for.
那任何一个人不管他是多么的富有他在死的时候还是也没有什么东西
Because if I'm God, you know, we have nothing to show for.
在基督里面，我们好像没有什么东西可以展示。
But the only thing so for you was God saying, "Hey, do you love? Did you love?"
真正能够在神的面前站立得住的呢，就是说，神要问你，你有没有爱
？Do you have faith?
你有没有信心
？Do you have hope?
你有没有盼望
？Do you endure?
你有没有忍耐
？Do you live by you know love?
你有没有用你的爱来过
？Do you live by hope?
你有没有盼望？
Did you do God's word?
那如你有没有按照神的话语
？Very simple.
那这就是很简单。
So don't be disappointed, because in heaven that's a reverse of fortune. Those one who have faith, who love, is the one who will be rewarded.
那事实上，在这个天堂里面呢，就是那些有爱的人呢，就会被赏赐。
So don't attach too much into this world, because life is temporary and something.
所以不要在地上好像要积累很多的很多的东西。
Our hope is in God.
因为我们的盼望在神里面。
And all the suffering will be rewarded.
你所有的苦处，所有的受的苦难，神都会来赏赐。
If you endure.
如果你能够忍耐的靠。
Continue live by faith.
继续在信心里。
Continue to be content with what you have.
如果你能够在你所有的上面知足。
Be rich in faith, in love, and hope.
而是在信心、爱心和盼望里面的富足。
And you will be rewarded.
你在天上，在主那里必然得到赏赐。
I hope all of you in heaven will be the richest people.
所以我盼望呢，在座的每一位在天上都是最。
I believe this church, this church is a loving church. We are not another big church, but we are a loving church. Then it will be rewarded in the best one of the best church in heaven. That will be rewarded.
我们相信我们的教会呢，虽然不是一个大的教会，但是呢是一个有爱的教会，将来在天堂里面是得最大赏赐的教会。
So we can still rejoice in the Lord in suffering.
所以我们能够在这种苦难里面呢，继续的来喜乐。
Because life is temporary.
因为生命是短暂的。
But God is good.
但是神是好的。
Your suffering is not wasted.
那你的苦处不会白费。
Because God remembered it, put it in the book as a record.
因为神呢，就是把放在他的那个册子上面，会纪念这一切。
The second thing we have to talk about.
那第二点我们要讲的。
Now life is test and trial. We must still be joy and do, then we will be rewarded.
生命里面有很多的试炼，很多的考试，很多的试验，但是我们必须要来忍耐等候。
The second thing is about this coronavirus has a purpose for us in Canada.
那这个新冠状肺炎病毒呢，在我们加拿大的人，加拿大这里也有它的目的。
For the sufferer, the purpose is that they learn to finally submit their will to God and believe Christ.
这种苦处呢，让我们真正的降服在神的面前，来这个献信主耶稣。
They start thinking about eternity.Because life is so short.
他们可以来思考永恒，因为生命是短暂的。
But for the spectator like us,
但是对我们一个好像是一个旁观者的人看呢，
it arouses us to compassion,
让我们心里面激发出我们的怜悯、
love
和慈爱。
And we must do something to love the Chinese people.
我们需要做一些事情去真正表达我们对中国人的爱。
Without this.Measure this suffering, this epidemic. We don't know really how to love a people, a group of people.
如果没有这样的事情发生，我们可能不知道怎么样去真正的爱这样一群人。
For us, we learn how to be compassionate.
那这些事情让我们学习有一个怜悯的心肠。
To show sympathy.
去真正的能够来去同情别人。
Even you do a little thing, it's okay.
虽然我们做的可能是一小点，但是
we're going to support Mary's initiative.
那我们也是来支持这个 Mary 的这一个
do something.
负担，我们来做一件事情。
Even $5 will help.
那五块钱也是有帮助的。
Whatever God wants you to do, you do something because life, love is about action.
那神要让你做什么就做一点，因为神的爱呢是关乎我们的心动的。
So life is not only about a temporary trial that we all have to do. Now love is a test of love. We must do something.
那爱呢，不仅仅是我们要很久的忍耐，而是我们要做一些事情。
Finally,
那最后呢，我也要讲。
Love is about trust. Our life on earth is about trusting God.
在地上的生活呢，完全在于信靠我们的神。
As a church, as a people here, just like the district, we must have faith in God.
在地上，在这个教会里面，在地上，我们必须要信靠神。
Learn to have faith.
就是在信心里面长进。
Surrender our will to God.
把我们的意志和旨意呢，完全的。来降服在神的面前。
When we live in temporary on earth, we know these things are temporary, but we don't know the future. But God's wisdom is that He knows the future.
那我们在地上短暂的地上的生活里面，我们不知道将来如何，但是呢，上帝知道将来如何。
His command for you is good.
但是他的命令，他的意念对你都是好的。
That's why we must read the Bible.
所以我们为什么要读圣经
？Otherwise, we don't know the will of God.
那我们不知道，否则我们不知道，神的意念是什么。
You think about the Bible for everybody, not for me.
那当然，我们说这个圣经是对所有人，不仅仅是对我。
Actually, that's not the Bible talking about. That's not true.
那圣经不是这样讲的。
God's word is super personal.
那生的话呢，首先是对你个人。
It's for you only.
那是单单对你的。
When you're reading them.
但是你在读的时候。
Even when we are talking here with Pastor Wen, the message is for you only.
那虽然我们在这里讲到呢，这神的话是对着你，单单的对你。
God created different people. They want to talk to different people, His children, different child, with His message.
神对每一个人都有量身定做的这个话语要讲。
So the Holy Spirit in you will interpret the message to tell you, hey, this is for you, you must embed it in your personal life.
那圣灵呢，把这个话语翻译出来，就清楚地告诉你，这就是你要做的事情。
That's only a taste of God's love.
那这就是在地上对神的爱的一个浅尝。
But in heaven, the very relationship, God is your only lover, your first love and only lover.
在天堂上你就知道神是你唯一的爱，也是除爱。
Love on earth is temporary, it's not perfect.
爱在地上是短暂的，也是不完全的。
That's why marriage is so hard.
所以很多人发现婚姻是很难的。
That's why boyfriend girlfriend relationship is so hard.
好多人发现男朋友女朋友的关系也是很难的。
Just yesterday, two of the husbands said, my wife kicked me out and they come to our hotel.
那就是昨天呢，就有两个丈夫呢，被他们的太太踢出来，就住在我们的旅馆。
F is usually a penthouse is being kicked out by every month.
那大概一个月有十个丈夫被他们的太太赶出家门。
Relationship is tough.
住在我们的旅馆。
Relationship is tough.
因为这个关系是非常脆弱。
It's a burden.
啊，对好多人是一个负担。
That's why in heaven, Jesus said, "There's no more marriage."
所以我在这个天堂里面将来没有娶也没有嫁。
God is your only love and first love and final love.
那神呢，就是你的唯一的爱，也是初爱，也是最终的爱。
Why? Because God created you differently. He loved you differently. That's why He can love you according to your personality, according to your need. So that's why love is tremendous in heaven, not in here. Tremendous in heaven.
因为神造你独一无二，他也知道你所有一切的需要和点滴，所以在天堂里面
，The Bible said,
知道怎么爱你。
Give me one example. The Bible said, when you in heaven, God will give you a white stone.
所以圣经里面讲呢，在你天上的时候，神会给你一块白石。
The white stone almost like the precious stone, like a diamond.
就像一个钻石一样。
Your name is written on it.
你的名字会写在上面。
Only you know what that means.
只有你知道那是什么意思。
And also through this white stone, the name is written. Nobody knows what that means. Only you know.
因为这个白石上面的名字呢，只有你知道，别人不知道。
Sometimes that's the secret of a lover.
那这个就是一个爱人的秘密。
And God always say, "Hey, I love you. Not only now in heaven. This love is only a shadow."
那神就说。跟你讲呢，我不仅仅是在天堂里面爱你，这个地上的爱呢，好像是一个影子一样。
Almost like a picture of love.
好像是一个有真爱的一个影像而已。
Two dimensional.
这边的爱是两维的。
But the love in heaven is three dimensional.
但是在天上的爱是三维的。
You can walk into it.
你可以进到里面去。
The Bible says you live in love, live with God.
所以你要是真正的提倡爱，就要进到神里面。
So don't disappointed if our marriage is not as great because we are not supposed to have perfect marriage.
如果你的婚姻你觉得不是那么的非常的完美的话，你不要失望，因为
because that is a better thing in heaven, be made for a better thing.
因为在地上就是这样不完美的，因为在天堂预留的才是真正完美的。
All you need to try your best.
那你要做的你就尽力而为。
Rely on God.
你就是来抓住神。
God knows because of your suffering. God knows how why it didn't work because He required you endure and you have faith in Him. Then you'll be rewarded.
因为神知道你为什么现在你这个不完美，他是非常的清楚的。你做了你能做的。
So God wants you to know that's not the end of the story. Your love story is not the end.On earth.
神要让你知道这个爱的故事。
It's not even beginning, not even beginning of the end.
那圣子还没有真正开始。
It's the end of the beginning.
哇，这是刚刚我们这个第一章的一个结束，要进入下一章。
Not even the chapter, the first page.
那第一页刚刚。
Of your eternal life.
第一页，永恒生命的第一页刚刚。
Of your love story between you and God.
这是关于你和神的一个爱的故事。
And your love will live in the Trinity.
你将来呢，在这个三位一体的神的爱里。
The love of the Holy Spirit will be involved in them.
在里面有圣灵的爱，圣灵的感动。
That is a blessing.
那这是一个真正的祝福。
Don't get disappointed.
这就是说，不要失望。
So one thing is when you go to heaven.
所以呢，当你进到天堂的时候
，No more than 2 seconds，
不会超过两秒。
You say, why do I spend so much time on earth doing insignificant things？
你就说，哦，为什么我在地上花那么多的时间做一些不重要的
？Wasting time on this so temporary？
为什么把这个生命花在一些短暂的事情上
？Why didn't I put more concern about the heavenly blessings？
为什么我不曾把更多的爱、更多的关心放在天堂的事情上
？Hold more
啊！为什么不有更多的盼望在天上
？Depends on God more
啊！为什么不更多的依赖上帝
？Pray for everybody more
为什么不为大家更多的祷告
？And do the suffering more
为什么不会更多的在这个
？Because all these will be rewarded
因为所有这一切都是要得到赏赐的。
I say the last thing. This time, really, the last thing. The last thing is that when we believe God, God knows our future because His wisdom based on He knows your future, not our your future, personal future.
首先，神的智慧呢，他知道你的将来。
Personally,
你个人的将来。
You can trust Him.
你要来个人的个别的。
You don't have to trust other people.
那你不一定要依赖别人。
You cannot trust the circumstances.
啊，你也不能依靠环境。
But you can trust him.
你可以来依靠他。
The Bible says in the Romans chapter, you must surrender yourself as a living sacrifice. Surrender yourself to His will.
是罗马书那讲的，必须要学习起来，把你的旨意降服在神的面前。
Not my will, your will be done.
就说不是我的心意成就，而是主啊，你的旨意成就。
My will is always wrong most of the time.
啊，我们个人的这一个旨意，很多时候都是错。
Your will is always right because you know the future.
你的旨意是正确的，因为你知道将来怎么
样。What is good for me?
你知道什么对我最好
？So I want a brother and sister to learn one thing.
我想要让弟兄姐妹学一件。
If God say, hey, I give you the choice, you choose.
那如果说神说，哎，我给你一个选择。
You pray about something, God say, hey, you choose.
那你祷告，神说给你来选择。
The smart person, very smart, you be a smart person.
假设你是一个非常聪明的人。
You say God.
也就说
，I don't need this choice. I give it back to you.
也就说，神啊，我不来做这个选择，我要把这个选择全交给你。
In one sentence.You give it back to him. Hey, you choose for me.
那你就说，让你来帮我选择。
You surrender your will to God.
那你把你的旨意呢，就交给神。
You obey him.
你开始顺服他。
God said, if you do that, you are loving God.
当你在做的时候，圣经上讲，这就是爱神了。
It's like a parent tell the child, "Hey, you choose." But she said, "I trust your father. I think you choose for me." And the father will be so happy.
那就像父母对孩子一样，父母说：“孩子，你来选，做个选择。”孩子说：“爸爸，你来为我选择。”那这个爸爸会非常高兴。
Because child is too immature to choose, they don't know the future, they don't know what's good or bad.
因为孩子不知道将来如何，所以他不知道他会怎么选择。
So the true worship of God is you surrender your will to Him.
所以呢，真正的敬拜者呢，把你自己的旨意降服在神的面前。
The true faith is.God, you choose for me, but I continue to follow your command.
那真正的信心呢，就是你来帮我选择，我来继续不断的顺服你的话语。
That's why we need to read the Bible. That's why we need to continue abide ourselves in Him. That's why the Bible said, when we do that, we are really in Christ.
所以圣经里面讲的，当我们不断的来信靠神， 来按他的话语去做的时候呢，就是住在他的。
As a matter of fact, when you truly in God,
那事实上呢，当你真的在神里面的时候
，you truly being yourself, you truly yourself,
你也真正的做你自己。
The new Christ is forming in you. You becoming a true self in Christ.
所以呢，神耶稣基督在那里面成起呢，成为一个新造的真实的人。
Your old self is past.
你的旧的自我已经过去。
You are new creation.
你是一个新的创造。
You are new normal in Christ.
啊，你这是一个新的新生儿在主里面。
You are new creation in Christ.
啊，你也是耶稣基督的一个新的一个载体。
You are new Mary in Christ.
啊，你是一个新的 Mary.
Because we imitate Jesus. Jesus say always, I come to do your will, not my will, your will be done. If we follow him, we are truly God's children, the new self in Christ.
那就像耶稣说的呢，不是我的心意，而是你的旨意成就的时候呢，我们真的就是一个新造的人。
So we hope we will learn this too.Today.
所以呢，我们今天就希望我们学到这样的功课。
Because that's what we want in them too.
那赏赐也在这里。
So that's three things will be we want here.
那就有三个赏赐。
To this message.
今天的信息呢，有三个重点。
Hope in the Lord, all your suffering will be we want.
那当你在主里面有盼望的时候呢，一切的苦难都会被赏赐。
Love.Because that is, we will be rewarded. Love others, even love enemy.
当你爱别人，爱你的敌人的时候呢，也会被赏赐。
Trust the Lord with all your heart, have faith in Him, and surrender your will to Him. That's the true worship, and also that will be rewarded.
全心全意的来信靠神，这是真正的敬拜，这也会得到赏赐。
Because God is peace when we have faith.
因为神是赐平安的神，当我们真正的有信心的时候。
Without faith, we cannot please God.
没有信心，我们不可能取悦于神。
Without love, we cannot please God.
没有爱，我们不可能取悦于神。
Remember, God's your first love, no matter what.
那神是你的初爱，不管什么事情发生。
Without hope, we will be disappointed on earth.
没有盼望的话，在地上充满了失望。
We forget suffering has a meaning because there's a blessing on the other side in heaven.
因为所有的苦处。在将来都是有赏赐的。
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. 完全的同意弟兄所讲的，像我们一起来起立来祷告，好不好？把它放一下。主，我们天上的父亲，我们感谢。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you.
借着弟兄来宣讲这重要的信息。
Through our brothers who are here to proclaim this important message.
主啊，这是你的心意。
This is your heart.
这是你的话语。
This is your word.
让我们在苦难里面带着盼望。
So that we have the hope in terms of tribulation.
带着信心。
With faith.
我们至上至轻的苦处，比起将来极重无比的荣耀，算不了什么。
So this is temporary mild suffering has.Cannot compare to the eternal glory.
而且这些至上至轻的苦处是要成就极重无比的荣耀。
And this short-term suffering is to fulfill the long-term purposes.
主，我们为这些苦处要献上感恩。
We want to give thanks to all our trials and sufferings.
因为没有任何东西不经过你的允许是会临到你的儿女的。
Because nothing without your agreement will come to your children.
你说天上的一个麻雀要掉下来，都要经过你的允许。
You said even the sparrows, you will give you give yes whether they will die or not.
你说我们头上的头发你都数过。
You said that all our hairs you have counted.
主，我们谢谢你，你认得我们。
Lord, we thank you, but because you recognize us.
主，谢谢你，你是我们的真爱，你是我们的初爱，也是最终的爱。
Thank you, Lord, that you are our true love, our first love, and our final love.
主，知道只要你在我们的生命里面。
As long as you are in our life.
我们短暂的、不完全的、苦难的生活都有了意义。
Our shortened and meaningless life have a meaning.
因为你的同在是如此的真实。
Because your presence is so surreal.
因为你的同在赏赐的那些用心灵和诚实敬拜的人。
Because you reward those who worship you with truth.
我们清清楚楚的知道。
We know that clearly.
我们非常清楚清楚的知道你和我们同在。
We know that clearly that you are with us.
那永恒的神。
You are the eternal God.
永恒的生命和我们同在。
And the eternal life is with us.
主，我们能够来忍受，
so that we can endure.
我们能够来盼望，
we can have hope.
能够把一切交在你的手上，
we can handle everything to you.
主，因为你的旨意最为美好，
because your purpose is always good.
主，你让我们的生命要成为见证，
you will have our life to be your own testimony.
这见证不仅仅是得到世上这种看得见的祝福的见证，
not only to gain the material things in the earth.
而是让人看到在苦难里面我们的生命在发光的见证。
But our testimony is show us those who will see that through the trial of sufferings we will have a testimony to show.
主，我们再次的说，主，你来赏赐每一个弟兄姐妹。
Yes, Lord, once again we ask you to reward our brothers and sisters.
给我们更大的信心，
give us a greater faith,
更多的爱，
more love,
更多的盼望，
more hope.
主啊，现在我们再次的相信，主啊，你在十字架上已经做成。
Once again, we believe that you have done it all on the cross.
你说成了，成了，成了。
You said it is finished.
啊，你说信我的人要从他的里面流出活水的江河来。
Those who believe me, the living water will be gushing out from their tummy.
圣经上讲，这次只是圣灵要降在我们的身上所说的。
Bible says is the Holy Spirit will come upon us.
主，我们再次的，主，求你的圣灵大大的充满我们。
Once again, we ask you, Holy Spirit, to fill us, Lord.
主，在我们地上要过如天的生活。
So on earth we will have a life as is in heaven.
在地上我们要过一个有力的生命。
So on earth we will have this strengthened life.
在地上要过一个自由的生命。
On earth we will have this life of freedom.
啊，地上要过一个喜乐的生命。
On earth we will have a joyous life.
啊，地上有真正的智慧。
So we have the true wisdom on earth.
主啊，实在主，你现在圣灵再次的来浇灌我们的弟兄姐妹。
Yes, Lord, we ask the Holy Spirit to pour on us, Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，再次的敞开心，来接受圣灵充满。
Once again, brothers and sisters, open your heart and to receive the Holy Spirit.
让他不断的来充满我们
，so that he can continue to flow in us，
从头到脚，从里到外
，from top to the bottom， from inside and to the outside。
主啊，是的，主，因着你的宝血
，yes， Lord， because of blood。
主啊，天窗大开
，so that the window of heaven has been opened。
天门大开
，the door of heaven has been opened。
你说神的使者上去下来，要在人子的身上
，you said the messenger of heaven is going up and down。
主啊，今天你就来圣灵再次的充满我们的弟兄姐妹。
Yes, Lord.
受我们好宝宝，把
这个灵。Fill us with the Holy Spirit again today.
主啊，你来充满我们。
Fill us.
充满我们。
Fill us more.
充满我们，接近我们。
Fill us more and cleanse us.
让我们地上的生命是有力的生命。
So that our life on earth is a strengthened life.
主啊，你来医治我们中间任何的疾病。
And then to please heal us any.In our bodies.
主啊，不管是心理上的、生理上的，你都来医病。
No matter is a mentally or physical sufferings, please heal us.
主啊，你再次的把那个信心加给我们，让我们相信我们的有这个祷告的权柄。
So give us the faith so that we know we have the authority to pray.
哦，我们的祷告要释放人的自由。
And our prayer can release those who are in bondage.
哦，我们的祷告要给人带来盼望。
And our prayer will bring hope.
我们的信息，我们的信息要给人带来生命。
And our message will give life to those who hear our message.
我们的每一句话都要成为造就人的话。
All our words will become a word of blessing.
我们的每一个行动都要给人带来盼望。
All our action will bring hope to others.
带来爱。
Bring love.
主啊，实在我们就感谢你，赞美你。
Yes, Lord, we want to thank you and praise you.
你继续的祝福我们。
Continue to bless us, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.